All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Summer wind.
Now, this is a song Don Rickles always referenced when he talked about Frank Sinatra.
Everyone knows this song. Yeah, you're right.
Funny stuff. Chairman of the Board Week, Frank Sinatra, brought to you by Bob and Luigi's. They bring you the music each and every day, each and every week, each and every year. They are the music proprietors of this show, Bob and Luigi's 45th North and Woodlawn in Bel Air, and we appreciate all of their involvement. Our Twitter poll, our quickie poll, is up on Twitter. You can get to that at KFH Radio. What's your attitude about Christmas decor at your home? I got nothing. Tree only. Outdoor and tree. Light up the world. What do you folks do? Tree only?
We got some lights and some trees. Here's what is always... This is one of these weird, like, comfort, like, I feel good, makes me feel content when it's going on. I love having all the lights off except for on the Christmas tree. For some reason, that harkens me back to some kind of comfort from my youth. I don't know what it is, but it just makes me happy. Does that make sense? I'm putting all my personal stuff out there today. You got anything?
Listen, I'm along for the ride today. I'm just sitting here taking it all in. No. I'm not going to divulge anything about my personal comfort levels.
Why?
About lighting. Just not doing it. That's between me and my lights. Paul Sonnentrop joins us from GoShockers.com, The Roundhouse. You like that reference better than strategic communications?
It's all good, as long as it's Wichita State. As long as you're pronouncing my name correctly, I'm not going to complain.
Got to get that branding. Paul, can I ask you a question? I tried to ask my dad this yesterday, and I haven't seen Darren Boatwright at a Shocker game this year. Am I just missing him? Is he walking around in different areas? What's going on there?
Yeah, I've seen him in games.
Okay, I haven't seen him.
We've all seen him.
I haven't seen him. Maybe he just doesn't. He's avoiding me for some reason. Anyway, continue with the interview. My bad.
Shockers win last night against Jacksonville State at Coke Arena, 67-62. 60 was that the right score? 67.
I think it's 69-65.
Whatever it was, they won.
Yes.
I'm looking for the box score, and all I have is a first half box score.
That's too bad.
But Paula, what I wanted to do today is kind of break down some of the newcomers and talk about where we see them maybe going and what their ceilings may be and just their play so far. So I wanted to start with the kid that I think's played the best. I don't think there's much question about it, and that's Eric Stevenson. I'm more and more impressed each time I watch him play.
Yeah, this is the thing to do, isn't it? Because this is going to be these guys' team next year. So, interesting topic. Yeah, I like Eric Stevenson. Excellent shooter, and this team really needs a shooter. I think that as he becomes more, pick whatever word, comfortable, adjust, transition, whatever, as he stops making the whatever it is, 1, 2, 3 mistakes a game that kind of get him off track, as he gets rid of those, then I think he can be a really good player, a good shooter. I think he already, I think they love the way he plays hard, he rebounds, he hustles, all those kind of things. I think he can be an excellent, excellent player. I don't know if his ceiling is maybe as high as Dexter Dennis's ceiling, who I really like also, but those two guys definitely, I think, will be excellent Shockers for several years to come.
It's hard to ask these questions about kids that are, 18 or 19. Jamarius Burton is 18. I think he's 18 for the entire season. But do you think these freshmen generally are still on an upward trajectory? Have you seen any, actual, outside of the numbers, regression in the way the team or these young players particularly are playing?
Yeah, I think, both regression and upward right now, we're still looking at such a you know, we're 9 games in, so there's still going to be, I would think, swings with these guys. And the thing that's different than past seasons is, you know, you have to go back to Greg's, what, you know, whatever first or second year when they were relying on this many young people. You know, once he got things up and running, you know, you would have newcomers that would come in and play important roles, but, you know, it would be one or two of them and they would fit in and they would be surrounded by, you know, experienced guys, veteran guys, all conference kind of guys. This team is a lot different. You know, the freshmen and the newcomers are not only having to figure out college, they're having to do it, you know, in some ways on their own and play big roles right from the start. And it's different than what we've seen over the past, you know, 8 years or so.
Paul Sonnentrop with us. We're talking to Shocker basketball. He writes about the Shockers and many other things for GoShockers.com at the Roundhouse. You mentioned Dexter Dennis. I don't know that he's had that game where he's just wowed us yet, but you certainly feel like it's coming, don't you?
I do. I think physically he's going to be, you know, he's advanced, and I would put Jamarius Burton in that category too. But I think Dexter really physically is, you know, is already in a pretty good spot for a freshman. I think he's pretty skilled. I got the stats right here. He hadn't taken a lot of threes, but he's shooting almost 37% from three. I think he can get better there. I think he's going to be really good. And again, this, you know, with these guys, we could be talking about, is it going to be February or is it going to be next December? I think those things are all kind of still up in the air and on the table, but I really like what I see from Dexter Dennis and what he can become.
I want to ask you about a veteran. You know, Samaje Haynes-Jones gets maligned a little bit for some poor decision-making at times, even criticized sort of in public by Greg Marshall. But he can score, right? So isn't that a pretty important facet to a team that has struggled in that area? And is that why he's getting as many minutes as he is? Is because he's a scorer.
Yeah, I was trying to kind of think about Samaje and figure out last night, and I kind of came to the conclusion he's at his best, you know, kind of when things are, you know, kind of going a little bit off kilter. You know, he's good late in the shot clock. He might be their best person late in the shot clock because of his ability to, you know, get his own shot. And I think he's definitely better in up and down transition games, and maybe not quite as good, you know, when you come down and you set it up and run things. So it just seems like some games are suited to him and other games are not. But on this team, they need, you know, they need a scorer. They really needed him last night because Marcus McDuffie wasn't shooting the ball very well. So they had to get some scoring from somewhere, and it was Samaje.
Talking with Paul Sonnentrop, the Shockers in action Saturday, 4:30 down at Intrust Bank Arena against Southern Miss. Their second time against Southern Miss at Intrust Bank Arena. Morris Udeze and Jamie Echenique, they were really good last night. 10 out of 13 from the field. They combined for 15 rebounds and 20 points in only 33 minutes of play. Was that because Jacksonville State had very little to put up against them, or is that a promising sign of progress from both of those big guys, or a little of both?
Probably both. And I think that, you know, if you looked at the Oklahoma game and you started to think, you know, where are we going to get scoring from if it's not coming from Marcus McDuffie, or who else can we get scoring from? I think Jamie Echenique has got to be close to the top of the list. He's a pretty skilled guy. He's a big guy. So they obviously started out the game. I think they went to him the first 3 times in a row. So I think that's just a natural thing, and you know that's nothing new. I mean, they've done that in the past. Especially, you know, you come off a tough game, and you want to get the inside game established. So they would do that with Shaq Morris and other big men. But I think if you're wondering about offense on this team, Jamie Echenique seems to be a natural place to start. I think he can score a lot. Morris Udeze was really good last night, and I really like him. I think, again, over the course of his career, as he gets more skilled, I think already physically he's in a pretty good spot for a freshman big man, and I think he's going to be a real good, you know, American Athletic Conference kind of big man for the Shockers.
Paul, before we let you go, Gene Stephenson being inducted into the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame this weekend, the lone inductee at this ceremony. I believe there'll be some others later in the season. You covered that program for a while, about 10 years. What did you see in your time covering Wichita State baseball, and what impressions, what are you left with from Gene's influence there and just being around him as much as you were?
I'm glad you brought up Gene. First, I want to promote myself. I don't do that often, but we did a video and a story about Gene's crushing handshake, which
I saw that
over the course of covering them, I kind of knew that was something that people talked about, but I don't think I really realized what a big deal it was. But the video is really funny, and Billy Hall, who played second base for the Shockers back in the early 90s, is just hilarious. So I would really encourage people to go Shockers.com and take a few minutes, and if nothing else, watch the video for Billy Hall, because he just gets rolling about Gene and his handshakes, and it's pretty entertaining. Yeah, so I would have covered Shocker baseball under Gene from the 06 season to 2013, and I really enjoyed it. He was always great to work with. Sometimes he was kind of grumpy, but all coaches are kind of grumpy sometimes, but in general, he was, you know, he always had time for you. He talked to you after practice, whenever, during practice sometimes, and it was a good working relationship. And I think you just get a sense for, you know, how hard he worked, what a big figure he was in college baseball as far as, you know, trying to promote it, whether it was getting games on TV and, you know, building a stadium and doing all those kind of things to kind of take it out of where it was in 1978, where it was largely played in, you know, little dumpy high school kind of ballparks. And he was part of that group with Jim Frazier at Miami and Gary Ward at Oklahoma State, and whoever else you want to put in that group, that generation of college baseball coach that, you know, kind of helped move it out of that era. And as the College World Series got on ESPN, it became more prominent, and those guys kind of, you know, really played a large role in pushing it that way. But probably one of the interesting things about being around Gene was just when you could, you know, watch a little baseball with him, or you'd sit down and watch practice, and he would, you know, you'd just get a sense for how much he understood the game, and he would tell you things that were going to happen before they happened, or he would explain why things happened. And, you know, those moments didn't happen often because he was pretty busy doing other things. But, you know, when you're a sports writer, you kind of watch and you think you know what's going on. And then you get around somebody who really understands the game and sees things in, you know, different way than you do. And that was always interesting.
Paul Sonnentraub with us. One last thing. Ron Baker today waived by the New York Knicks. Sad to hear that. Not surprised. Was not playing much for the Knicks. Any thoughts on that?
Okay, this might be near the top of my sports mysteries. I want to ask somebody who knows more about it than I do. When he shoots the basketball, do you not think it's going in?
Every time.
The time. I mean, there are some guys who you watch them shoot and you think, well, I understand why that basketball doesn't go in. It just doesn't look good. It gets up there and it kind of clunks off the rim, and this is not a mystery. But Ron, even going back to Wichita State, where he was always a good shooter, but he wasn't a great shooter, you know, I don't know. I don't understand why it hasn't translated hardly at all to the NBA. And that, I think he does many other things that would make him a valuable NBA guy. And he certainly has been in the NBA and he's got a nice contract, you know, but he works hard. He plays defense. I think he can pass all right. But when you shoot that poorly from three, it's hard to keep you on a roster sometimes. But I don't know what it is about his shot where it's not more of a threat. And
we've talked about it many times. It's one of sports' great mysteries, like you said.
I wouldn't be surprised if he gets another chance with somebody that would say, I can fix his shot, tweak it a little bit, and make him into, you know, more of a, you know, somebody that can come off the bench and give you 12 good minutes a game or something like that. I wouldn't think his NBA career is over. I would think he would get at least one more chance to, you know, somebody will take a chance on a guy like that. I hope so. I hope it works out for him.
All right, Paul, as always, we appreciate it. See you this weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Paul Sonnentraub, GoShockers.com. Back in a moment with Jive Talk on The Drive.